Hey, this is the Grilling Guys, little damn Yankees to get things going here. So Shasta is joining me here. Jop is on vacation, screwing around somewhere. I think it's Kansas City. And Shasta from Old World Olive Company is joining us to take his place. And a much-needed improvement for the atmosphere around here.
Right. I mean, it's lonely without him, but we're getting by.
Yeah, we're managing.
We're making it work.
So anyway, once in a while, I like to just get people to tune up their grills. And one of the coolest ways I can think of to tune up your grill is with a product I learned of years ago. And we've had this fellow on the show, but the company is called Grill Great. And it's Better Grilling by Design, but rather than me tell you about it, we're going to bring in right now Brad Barrett, founder of Grill Great LLC, Better Grilling by Design. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, Brad.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I should say welcome back because I had you on a couple years ago, and I'm one of these guys that can be kind of frugal, and I consider your device to be one of the most cool, frugal things anybody can do for a grill. And I would dare say that almost any grill on the market would be the perfect grill for a Grill Great. And I want you to tell people exactly what it is. I'm sitting here with one right here on my studio, but I can't describe it well enough.
Well, it's a different kind of grate than almost any other thing on your grills. The grill surface is really one of the few areas that hasn't been innovated. If you think about it in the world of grilling, we got a lot of innovation around fuel, you know, pellets, Kamado, blah, blah. There's been very little innovation in the grate. It's essentially barbed wire or stainless steel that just lays over the flame and doesn't do anything but hold the food. So our product, a three-dimensional design, it has a high rail system with a valley system below it. The valleys kind of tamp down flare-ups, but at the same time, they keep juices in play. So when you get a drip, which is the secret to grilled flavor, right? I mean, the drippings are more of the secret than even whether it's charcoal or gas. And those drips stay right with the food. So you have an advanced grill surface that sears better. It develops an infrared cook. It evens out the heat, and you get a tremendous sizzle effect. We actually coined the phrase since I last talked to you. It took me three scotches to come up with this. We call it dripology.
Nice.
And that's really the science of grilled flavor. When you see a drip drop into the valley and explode into steam and smoke underneath food, that is flavor in the making. So now, grill grates grill better.
Yeah, so you sent me some, thank you very much, for my, I've got a bunch of grills, but one of them I wanted to try it on is I put it on my Cajun. My friends down in Louisiana make something called the Cajun grill, which is one of my favorite charcoal grills. And I thought this would be cool. Now, in your brochure, I'm noticing you actually get an infrared effect from the grill grate?
Correct. Aluminum is such a conductor of heat. It acts like a heat exchanger, in a sense. It takes the heat from a grill, fires it up the rails. That knocks a good sear down. But then the whole part itself, because there's a lot more mass and a lot more surface area, the whole part itself radiates heat. So you get the best of all worlds. You get conduction, which is contact. Some convection. We knock the convection down. You don't want too much convection. That's dry heat. And then you get the dripping effect. You know, so there's a lot going on.
The design is brilliant. I saw this years ago from my buddy Dan over in Backyards in Wilmette, Wisconsin, Illinois. And you've been to Dan's store before. I know you were there when you started your company because he was one of the first guys to carry this product.
He was. He was in year one. We're 10 years old, and I think he was probably in our first five or six dealers out there. In fact, I just saw Dan last week at the conference and at a convention in Atlanta.
Oh, did you?
Expanded. Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, what he's doing is a good example of what's really happening now. I mean, his business is like the corner store. You hang out, you got some smoke, you got some, you know, beer and wine. He's really created a barbecue hangout as a grill store.
He's a dear old friend. I haven't seen him in a year or two, but Backyard Barbecue in Wilmette, Illinois is the template. If you're going to start a grill store or barbecue shack anywhere, you have to go see Dan because he is the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the grill business.
Yeah.
And he's sold me on
next month.
Yeah, he's sold me on how your grate works, but it's like a cookie sheet with perforated holes in the bottom and then these rails that stand up and your food actually sets on the rails. The dripping goes down into the pan and slowly runs out these little holes so that you don't get a flare up. It's not directly under that piece of fat on a steak. Am I right?
right? And those valleys, before you get them running out the holes, you get a lot of that juice that's just sizzling away. And that's where you get a lot. I mean, you can tell just by hearing it. Your grill never sounded like that before. So grill grates is keeping that juice in play, turning it into flavor, you know, and not fire starter, you know, as you mentioned. And on charcoal grills, it's a little different because we even out the heat. You can be much more aggressive on that Cajun. You know, when they first came out with all this stuff years ago and Weber brought the kettle out, you know, that also brought around the two-zone cooking strategy. More by necessity than design. Today, I can fill a kettle up and smooth the coals out and skip the two-zone and just grill chicken at 500 degrees and not scorch it. So there's little different nuances with each type of grill, whether it's Kamado or pellet, gas, or charcoal. Grill grates have a little different effect on all of them.
Well, I'm impressed that you actually generate an infrared energy off of them because I used to sell a lot of infrared grills for a certain manufacturer, and I promoted those all around the country, and I really like that concept. As a matter of fact, yours looks very much like their burner. So you can take an average gas grill or an average charcoal grill and get an infrared effect and do that same thing.
Correct. Infrared, but you still have a little kiss of flame. You have the best of everything that
right.
was before.
Yeah.
But you're adding infrared, correct. And you're adding another dripping layer. Infrared is underrated out there. A lot of people think it's a gimmick. It's not.
It's not.
You know, and it really does work. In fact, that company you refer to, we do a lot of replacement grades for them because in typical gas world, you know, the grills are not built to a super high standard. They're looking for replacement parts. And, you know, in a lot of cases, gas grills are a disposable item.
Right, right.
But,
if you just tuned in,
built to last.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys and thegrillingguys.com, The Grilling Guys Network. We're talking right now with a fellow named Brad Barrett. He owns a company called Grill Great, and you should check these out at a retailer near you or visit their website, which is grillgreat.com. And you could see, I've got, Brad, I've actually got the lovely Shasta in the studio here with me, and she's in the olive oil and balsamic world. And when you talk about putting marinades and glazes and things on your meats, how can you address her world?
Well, and I'll tell you, she's going to love our product because the valleys are truly a flavor system. I mean, you can get you can have a flammable marinade, and you know your marinade works against you. With grill grate, I mean, you can coat whatever food you want, be very aggressive with marinades, pour it on if you like. And we have folks actually pouring marinades into the valleys and watching it sizzle and bubble and placing the food on top of it.
Brad, it seems like it would hold that oil and vinegar a little closer maybe to it as it's caramelizing and heating?
Yes. Yes. The food's so well protected from a lot of this hot rushing air, too. It's going to maintain the coating. But again, like I'm saying, you can get much more aggressive even with your ingredients.
Sure.
So that you don't have to worry about fire and flare-up.
So you don't have to spend $2,500 on a new infrared grill. You can spend $40 or $60 and just put these on top of your old grates.
Right. You know, and Shasta, the other thing I'd like, one of the analogies I like to use is, why do people sauce their chicken at the very end?
Right, right.
You know, they don't want to burn the sauce.
Exactly.
In that situation, you can start saucing the chicken very early because you can just let it continue to caramelize as long as you're not grilling it 500 or 600 degrees.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's one of the things we hear from customers from time to time is, well, we use it as a finish, and it is great as a finish, but I think sometimes those customers are also looking at it saying it's such a specialty item, they want to ration using it. This allows them to get the most out of the product and use your product at the same time.
True. And most sauces need to be set a little bit. I mean, the barbecue world, I mean, they set the sauce, you know, on the ribs and so forth. Or, you know, I'm not talking about doing ribs, but yes, I agree with you. You can be much more innovative and I would say flexible with sauces and marinades than you normally would be without grill grates.
Brad, we're out of time, buddy.
All right.
Grill grates. Every grill needs them. Check them out online, grillgreat.com. Mr. Brad Barrett, a brilliant fellow, invented this thing, and I can't wait to give mine a try on my Cajun grill.
All right. Well, it's spring. Everybody should be replacing their grill grates, right?
Got it.
You guys have a wonderful weekend. I really appreciate you inviting me on, and let me know if you need anything from me.
Grill on. Will do. Check us out on thegrillingguys.com. and you'll see a posting on Grill Grates. So next, we're going to do a little Mad Dog on Sports.